Welcome, everyone, to another edition of The Educated Home, A Design Journey with your host, Jill Reagan Scully. And we are very excited to chat it up with Jill. Jill is the owner and founder of Impressive Windows and Interiors, located in downtown Hastings. And we are always so excited to talk about home design with her. How have you been, Jill?
I've been great. Yes, getting ready myself for the impending cold weather. I think that we had a little bit of taste of that recently, and it's gotten a lot of people in the mood, ready for the cooler weather ahead.
For sure. When we think about fall, you know, we a lot of times think about the changes of the leaves outside and all of that, but we should be thinking about some of the changes inside our house as well, right?
Yeah, today I'd like to share just some simple, impactful ways to make your home feel warm, inviting, and ready for the season ahead.
I would love that. That sounds just perfect. So if you are listening at home, brew yourself a little cup of tea or a little cup of coffee and sit back and take in some of these things that Jill is recommending.
Yes. So a lot of the things that I realized when I was compiling a short little list together is a lot of the things really hone in on your senses. Now, our senses, of course, are sight, hearing, touch, taste, smell, and we're not going to really have hearing or taste so much in our homes, I guess, unless you have music playing, but honing in on the sight, touch, and smell, there's a lot of things that you can do in your home to really change it up and really get ready for the hosting that we all do for the next 3-4 months, and just really slowing down and kind of, I don't want to say hibernating, but, you know, sticking closer to home and really enjoying peace, because we're all going to have a lot of chaos in the coming months. So first of all, cozy starts with touch. So the first thing that you can do is layer your home with textiles. And that's, of course, you know, adding things like throw blankets, layered pillows, or thick area rugs to bring the warmth underfoot. And don't be afraid to mix textures and patterns. It creates a collected and comfortable look in your home, like swapping lighter summer pillows for deep jewel tones in your pillows or plaids for the fall.
Oh, yeah.
And these textures, really think of wool or like a polyester blend wool, chunky knits, faux fur, soft velvets, things like that. Those are all kind of the tried and true, I feel like. And right now we probably, most of you, if you're like me, I have a lot of cotton on the pillows in my house, and I do love to swap it out for the faux fur. Faux fur is like one of my favorites. I just think that it's sort of a timeless addition, and it brings in just an element of fun.
Oh, it for sure does. For sure.
Yeah.
And it looks out of place in the summer, so I see how it would be fun to just cozy things up with that in the winter.
And there's so many things now that are created with longevity in mind, so you don't have to worry so much about something getting stained, I guess if it's wool possibly, but typically things bead on top of wool and you can usually clean it off relatively easy. But the surfaces I'm talking about, like for pillows, most of them can be cleaned easily, just like the furniture we've talked about in past episodes, where it's just easy to clean, so you don't have to worry so much about, you know, if you invest $40, $80 on a pillow, it's going to last for a very, very long time. And a lot of people take you don't have to get an entire new pillow. It can just be a pillow cover, you know, and you're not having to store like pillow inserts for the entire year. You're using the same ones over and over again. And hopping over to the next thing that I'd like to focus on is lighting. Lighting is one of the easiest changes to make in a room. And we in past episodes have talked about layering lighting in your rooms. And that is really important. So layer your light. When I say layer your lights, we're talking about ceiling lights. We're also talking about task lights. We're also talking about like recess lights and under cabinet lights. I mean, there's all these different layers in a room that can invoke a specific mood. And one of the easiest things to change is your bulbs in some of those, not necessarily under cabinet lighting, but some of those can be changed from a cool bulb to a warm bulb, and that really makes the room seem a lot warmer. If you're layering, if you want to add some little lamps or something like that, or maybe some flameless candles, those are nice as well. You know, you can move those around a room and really warm it up. Like, think a plush chair, you know, a nice floor lamp, and a cozy book. You know, you can move that around anywhere to make that area seem warm and inviting.
And, you know, lighting becomes a lot more important this time of year because we have less daylight. And so, you know, you get home from work and you need lights versus in the summertime, you know, you don't really think about your lighting as much. But yeah, that I love those ideas, Jill.
Yeah, the LED lights, you can get them in different kelvins, different temperatures. So if you are choosing, if you need to get some new bulbs, I would recommend, this time of year anyway, I would recommend the warm LEDs versus the cool. The warms are a little bit yellow, but they do cast a nice, beautiful, glowing light in a room.
When would we want to use the cool LEDs?
You know, I think cool LEDs are a personal preference. I have used cool in the past, and it seems to bring a kind of a blue hue to a room. And sometimes that can be kind of a harsh light. A lot of times people use that in the summer because you don't really need light that long in the summer, and it's a very bright light. I think the warm yellow lights are a little bit more inviting, but personally, I use the warm all year round. And don't forget about those flameless candles I was talking about. You know, those are easy ways. You can move those around a room. They're very safe. You don't have to, you know, light a match. They're safe for kids, pets, what have you. You don't have to worry about shutting them off. And the next thing I'd like to talk about is scent, like S-C-E-N-T-S, scents, a sense of smell. It's very powerful. And if you've ever heard, like in real estate, when you're showing your house, you should make sure that you have something wonderful cooking in the oven. Well, it's the same concept. When you smell cinnamon, cedar, pumpkin, clove, in a room, it makes you think of fall. It makes you think of gathering. It makes you think of cool weather, leaves changing, like you mentioned before. And I think those are great things to bring in with candles, if you do want to use a regular candle that you light, or simmer pots. You can also, some people use those plugins to put in your outlets to bring a little bit of scent in your room. So I don't necessarily recommend that because I think they've determined that those aren't exactly healthy for you. But you can do things like potpourri that has a certain smell. Some things that you don't necessarily have to plug into an outlet and you don't have to light a match. Sometimes candles, and this goes for the candles that we carry in the shop, our candles smell so wonderful that you don't necessarily even have to melt them. But we also alternatively have diffusers too. And diffusers are a great way to get smell into a room. So some of our candles have diffusers that match smells. So that's a healthier way too. It's just an oil that is absorbed into a stick that you flip around, you know, every couple of weeks or so that really gets that scent into the air. And that can make it seem a lot more cozy. Also incorporating natural touches like branches, gourds, pine cones, fall flowers in arrangements. And that actually sparked an idea in my head just now. We have a pumpkin workshop coming up in October. If you visit our website, I'll give you the address at the end of the show. But we are hollowing out pumpkins and putting fall flowers inside, which is great too. But that's one of the things that can really carry on from, like if you made an arrangement like that now, it'll carry through to, honestly, till Thanksgiving. So it's a long-lasting decorating element because pumpkins are, you know, a fall item. And you could also add a bowl of apples or pumpkins or something like that on the counter. It's very simple, very seasonal. You can also put a table runner down or a wreath or something to reflect the beauty of the fall. And you don't have to have, you know, apples. When I say apples or mini pumpkins, it doesn't have to be like a traditional apple or a fake apple. It can be like a crocheted pumpkin or a velvet apple, something that incorporates the textiles that we were talking about earlier in the show. It doesn't have to be your typical. It can just be something that kind of is a fun twist on fall decor. And this is my favorite one. And I kind of hinted before earlier in the show about this, creating cozy corners and gathering spaces in your home. This is like I saved the best for last. So I feel like the little nooks that you can create in your house for reading, for journaling, or sipping tea. Think a comfy chair, a side table, and a soft lamp. Doesn't that just really get you in the mood for fall?
Yes, it does.
But rearrange your seating in your home for conversation-friendly spaces. And one of the things that we encourage clients to do in the designs that we create is, for them, is reinventing your, let's say, your kitchenette area in your home. Instead of having like a dining room and a kitchenette area that both have tables and chairs that you sit at, which I think is kind of repetitious, using that kitchenette area for more of a conversation inspired area. So you have maybe club chairs like a boucle or a velvet and a low, large, circular ottoman that's made of wood or something like that, that you can both put your feet up on, you can put food on, you can play a game on. It just really makes people feel more, I think, welcome. In our house where we have one, we have had one for 25 years, and it's the place people congregate. No matter how many people there are, we only have four chairs, but it seems like whenever we have people over, we have a sectional in our living room, but people will pull up chairs to this kitchenette area around our hexagon ottoman. And, you know, that's just the place where we all talk and we all put our feet up and we just relax and have a great time and wonderful conversation. So I encourage you to create something like that in your home. It doesn't have to be in your kitchenette area. It could be behind your sofa in your living room. It could be in your sunroom or your four-season porch. Just think of an intimate area that people can congregate and do a variety of things.
So is it kind of conducive to what kind of furniture you have in there? You mentioned you have some comfy furniture. Is that something that you could help us with, Jill, is to figure out how to get people to sit and stay?
Yes. Areas like this are not just about the looks, but they're about encouraging rest, connection, and joy. And I can certainly help invoke that in your home, help you, absolutely. And then lastly, the sense of sight. Swapping in accessories or furniture, table runners, any of the decor that I talked about previously in warm, earthy hues like rust, amber, like a yellow mustard color, a deep green or olive green, or even burgundy, which is definitely on its way back in. I think it's important to use colors like that to really make it seem more fall, more autumn. And small accents that you do in your home, they do go a long way. You don't need to redo your whole room. Just pick, you know, 3 to 5 areas and make little, surprising little vignettes. And that really, you're not going to have to change a lot. And it won't be overwhelming. Just focus on a few. And if after you do 3 areas, maybe you want to do another one, and that's just fine too. It's your home and you are living in it.
You know, Jill, don't you find that you go into some people's houses and it just does feel homey, cozy, inviting? And I bet, I don't really think about it, but I bet those houses have all of the things that you just discussed going for them. I'm sure that it's been well thought out as to how to make it feel like that and smell like that.
Or a happy accident,
for sure. But it's really interesting to think that you can deliberately do some of these things and transform your house from the summer weather to now we're getting into the little bit cooler weather. And let's face it, we're going to be looking to be cozy until probably next April 1st. So
yeah, it doesn't require a major renovation. Just thoughtful touches with texture, light, scent, and color. That's all you need.
And I like how you work with some of the things that people already have.
Yeah, definitely. Sometimes we can't use everything, but one of our goals is to really prevent waste where we can. And I don't think that buying disposable things is the answer. I think investing in wise solutions that you can use from year to year that are classic, tasteful, and made well is a key, instead of things that you're going to want to throw away because it really only lasted, a season or two. There are so many things that end up in landfills, and I think that's a huge problem.
Well, Jill, if somebody wants to learn more about this topic or really anything that you do, what can you help them with?
If you'd like help, you can always stop by Impressive Windows and Interiors in Hastings. You can schedule a design consultation with us. And our website is impressivewindowsandinteriors.com. You can click on Work With Us in the navigation bar, and it kind of helps you go step by step, different ways to work with us. And you can also stop down Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 5. We are going to expand our hours soon, but not quite yet. And if you'd like to make sure that there is an interior designer there like me to help you, I encourage you to make an appointment. So you can either use our website or call us at 651-437-5512. And we're located at 113 2nd Street East, Suite 101 in Hastings, Minnesota.
Such great information as always. This is such a fun show. It's called The Educated Home, A Design Journey with your host, Jill Reagan Scully. And you have been listening on AM 1460 and FM 97.7, KDWA in Hastings.